The humanities and soft skills might be more important than ever. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lori Grobman, professor of English and Women's Studies at Penn State University, says these skills will become more important for businesses in our changing world.
Despite constant rhetoric about the uselessness of the humanities, I and my colleague, E. Michelle Ramsey, have found that across business and industry, the humanities are increasingly recognized as technology's invisible partner. We argue that the humanities are technology's necessary partner. Rapid change across all economic sectors and in virtually all workplaces, mass amounts of information needing to be interpreted wisely and ethically, the advantages but also threats of automation, and the negative costs of cultural misunderstanding all demand critical and creative thinkers and problem solvers who are flexible and adaptable. These and other skills, typically labeled soft skills, but what we call core skills, are more important for college graduates than ever before, and they are promoted through coursework in the humanities. That's why an array of jobs and career opportunities are available to humanities graduates across all sectors of the economy. The Georgetown Center on Education and the Workforce found that in 2018, the average salary for humanities and business majors was nearly equal. Moreover, ethical questions arising from emerging technologies demand humanistic thinking. So do complex and ever-evolving wicked problems that resist easy solutions. Because these issues are simultaneously technical and human, a 2018 report by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine calls for integrating the arts, humanities, and STEM in higher education.
That was Lori Grobman of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.